Hello everybody, it's MrTall23 back in their video. This is the first video in the series explaining the basic doctrines from the Bible. The first doctrine which we hold to is the authority of the scriptures of the Holy Bible as the source of all doctrine and practice. I believe that the Bible is the inerrant word of God which was inspired by God and is therefore our final say in all matters of belief. It's written in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So that which is contained within the Holy Bible, also known as the scriptures, or that which is written down by the inspiration of God. The word inspiration literally means breathed out. That is, that the words which are contained within the scriptures were spoken by God and then written down. Therefore, the Bible calls that which is written within the Word of God. And this Word, according to 2 Timothy 3, is profitable firstly for doctrine. Doctrine are the beliefs that we hold about any range of subjects. We believe what we believe because God said so in the Word of God. The Scriptures are also profitable for reproof. Reproof is a rebuke or an expression of blame. So using the Scriptures, we have the power to show people and show the world their sins. It is profitable also for correction, that is, that it should be used to get people off the wrong path and onto the right way of life. Finally, it is profitable for instruction in righteousness. All of these work together to show us that the scriptures alone can make a man of God perfect, it says, by leading them away from that which is wrong to that which is right, both in our beliefs and in our practices. It's also written in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19-21. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Again, it is reiterated in this passage that the prophets of God spake and wrote what they did because they were moved by the Holy Ghost, that is God. Once again, we see that the Bible is not man's word, but it is God's word. Although it may have been penned down by men, it was inspired by God. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 17, verse 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." So it is testified by Jesus that that which is in the scriptures are the word of God, and that these words are absolutely true. They are the truth. Therefore, it's our source of doctrine and practice. And it's not only true that God's word was inspired or breathed out by God, but that it was also preserved through the ages, so that the words that we read in the Holy Bible today in the English language are the same words which are spoken unto the prophets and apostles thousands of years ago. God promised that he would preserve his word. In Psalm chapter 12, verse 6-7, it says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." Jesus said also in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." So none of that which God spake or breathed out and inspired to be written down has ever passed away, but they have been preserved in every generation. Therefore, we are confident by faith that the words of God which we have today are the same words spoken by God to the prophets in time past. Notice also that in both of these instances, in Psalm 12 and Matthew 24, of the promise of the preservation of God's word, it does not just say the general idea or the message, but it says that the words themselves will be preserved. God's word is not just a central idea, but each individual word that is written in the King James Bible is inspired. Therefore, it is written in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, "that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." So every word of God is important. And therefore, it was said in 2 Timothy that it is all scripture that's given by inspiration of God. It's not just some, it's all. The foundation of our faith is not the traditions of men, or the words of men, or that which is taught by man's wisdom, but that which is written in the Holy Bible. And therefore, all the doctrines discussed in this series will be based on what the Bible actually says. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.